Kerwin took Jobs on a walk around the parking lot and begged that the employees be given at least 2 weeks' notice. "Okay," he shot back, "but the notice is retroactive from 2 weeks ago." Katmal was in Moscow, and Kerwin put in frantic calls to him. When he returned, he was able to institute a meager severance plan and calm things down just a bit. At one point, the Pixar animation team was trying to convince Intel to let them make some of its commercials, and Jobs became impatient. During a meeting in the midst of berating an Intel marketing director, he picked up the phone and called CEO Andy Grove directly. Grove, still playing mentor, tried to teach Jobs a lesson. He supported his Intel manager. "I stuck by my employee," he recalled. "Steve doesn't like to be treated like a supplier." Pixar was able to create some powerful software products aimed at average consumers, or at least those average consumers who shared Jobs' passion for designing things. He still hoped that the ability to make super realistic 3D images at home would become part of the desktop publishing craze. Pixar's Showplace, for example, allowed users to change the shadings on the 3D objects they created so that they could display them from various angles with appropriate shadows. Jobs thought it was incredibly compelling, but most consumers were content to live without it. It was a case where his passions misled him. The software had so many amazing features that it lacked the simplicity Jobs usually demanded.